So I guess my question, President Tarantino, and I don't know if you want to have staff answer it, is who did the analysis, especially for the HVAC? Is it the same district personnel that hasn't been giving the HVAC preventative maintenance? Is it the same district personnel who we have on staff? How many actually do the HVAC preventative maintenance? What is the preventative maintenance schedule on the HVAC? Is it the same district staff who supported the paddle fans to change the electrical so the paddle fans could be installed? Why wasn't the electrical updated for the HVAC? So you see, there's kind of like a common denominator, in my opinion, having been at a lot of the BOC meetings and a lot of the meetings, is we seem to always spend good money and then it goes bad. We seem to just do whoever wants something at that moment, then it's just done. And then we say, oh, well, maybe that wasn't a good idea. So, especially in the HVAC, gosh, I've been harping on this for years. No child should have to go to school and have their classroom be 100 degrees. And I know I said this to you, Mrs. Hall, when you said, paddle fans are just fine. No, they're not. And if we updated the electrical in those classrooms to put a paddle fan in, why didn't we just do it the right way the first time? Because now we've got to go back and we've got to do it again. Thank you.
Thank you.
No further speakers.
I think it goes back to Dr. Garrett. Okay, Mr. Carriero, I saw your hand first. Mr. Guerrero.